Yeah, my name is Khalid from, I think all the people understand this, okay, from Egypt. I'm a consultant engineer, work for Egyptian Spinning and Weaving Company. Today I will give you a presentation regarding economic production optimization by fiber blending. I will give you several studies. This is actually in our mill. Will help spinners to create profit, or another way we can find revenue stream. As we know, today is very hard competition, especially in traditional industry like textile. So organizations should try to maximize growth and profitability by focusing on continuous developing. So you can listen, famous statement, organization should be focused to think in box, think out box. From my side, only think. We need to think. In textile, especially in spinning, getting more profit depends on to minimize raw material cost. Raw material cost forms around 50% from the total cost, and the other half for labor and energy and blah, blah, blah for another cost. Especially in 50% for heat. It is not possible or economic to depend upon one variety of cotton to produce a particular yarn suitable for all the production. Fine extra long stable cotton should be used for production of top quality yarn. So if you have a Pima cotton, so Pima cotton, or if you have a Egyptian cotton, only you have to focus only to produce fine count with top quality yarn. Proper fiber blending can lead to substantial reduction in the cost of the yarn. That's the way to keep spinners and the customer satisfied. Our aim of work to study the cost and the quality comparison between different varieties of cotton blended to produce yarn with optimum characteristics. So we will see materials. First, we're going to see the materials which we use. We use material for Bima cotton grade 2, Akala cotton, good strict low middling, SGV, Egyptian cotton grade 87, and Egyptian cotton is 86. This is the property for Bima and Akala, which after that you're going to see pure Bima yarn, and after that we're going to blend. Here, I would like to focus only, okay, for Micronair 4.1, and we blend with 4.7. Here, around the ratio around 14% to 15%. Ooster recommended to about maximum 10%, and you're going to reduce this to going well. Also here, for color, if you're going to see, a color is white. And for Bima, light creamy. Also, don't worry, we're going to see the yarn after that and desification. By the way, you can going to also see the nips around 160 and 90 for Bima. For Egyptian cotton, the properties for Egyptian cotton also going to blend Giza 87, which have 3.13 micronair, and 3.9. So the ratio here around 25%. And also the nips like the same, so fiber length is the same, so don't worry. But here, this is very strange to blend the micronair with difference around 25%. This is the yarn which will be produced from Bima and Bima Akala, and also for Egyptian cotton and Egyptian Giza 87 will blend with Giza 86. We're going now to see Bima cotton. And the Bima with Akala 70%, 30%. We blend the Bima cotton 70% and with Akala 30%. Also with Egyptian cotton Giza 87, 70%, and Giza 86, 30%. This is the yarn which you see and the speed, and we're going to run all this yarn running in Ritter K44 and Ritter K66. For instance, in 80, the speed around 17,000 revolutions per minute. And 160, that's speed around 11,500. We run this in K44 and K46. We start with US cotton. We start with one NE 150x2 for Bima Pure and Bima Blend. So you have to concentrate only on the tenacity, okay? In this situation. So you can find the difference between Bima cotton and Bima blend around 1.5 strengths. And the other specification is the same, near the same, almost the same. For imperfection, also you have to focus only on the nips. The nips around seven, say, around 7. Also, and the other specification is also the same. A little bit change for the hairiness, as you see. 100 by 2 for BIMA. You have to find the difference around 1.5%. Elongation a little bit reduced for blend. The imperfection, the difference around 5, you have from 11 to 16. The hairiness a little bit change, increase a little bit from 3.2 to 3.5. Thin thick is the same. So you feel your blend is going well. 80 by 2 BIMA gassed, you can find the strength a little bit increased for BIMA to around 29, and another two difference around 1.3, 1.4, the difference. So what I need to tell you, you have to only focus for this, and you have to look to the city council in question. You have to go to see. If any fluctuation or dramatic change, this means you have to not good. So you have to send and return and have you adjust your machine. If you go to see from here, fluctuation too high, you have to stop directly. For nips, also only the difference around 3. We're going now to see the waist. This is very important to spinners, to which his money is going to see his money is through. So for blue room and the card and for noils, what we do for technicality, we increase the noils 1%, then BIMA pure, to improve the nips and remove short fiber, which already for a color is more. Roofing is the same, spinning is a little bit the same. For winding, a little bit change. Now you have to see the cotton factor and the cotton factor correction and waste factor. Cotton factor for BIMA around 1.34. If you're going for BIMA Akala, increase around 2%. Correction cotton factor, after you produce, as you know, you have to return some quantity to the mill to produce again. So reduce around 1.32 and 1.34. Waste factor percent, what this mean? As you know, chairman haven't enough time to ask what this cotton factor. No, he asked only for waste factor, 1.2%. You can go and calculate the yarn, exactly the net cost of the yarn for raw material to produce 1 kg. Just multiply 1.22 times raw material. Then you understand the cost for raw material to produce 1 kg. Now we're going to see the cost, okay? Cost of raw material you buy here, you buy raw material for BIMA, 3.88 per kg, okay? Then you're running cost for raw material to produce 1 kg yarn, 5.11. After that, net cost 4.73 because you already have a waste, and then you sell this waste, so you reduce a little bit 4.43. If you're going to compare with BIMA and Akala, so when you blend, so you will find 3.44 is the cost for your material. After that, 4.6 the cost for raw material to produce 1 kg. Then the net cost, 4.2, around 4.2. So the difference here to produce 1 kg around 0.5 US dollar. Saving is the cost of raw material. Here, In the beginning, you will see 11.4%. You can save material in this percent. Then, cost of raw material to produce 1 kg yarn will be coming 10%. After you sell the waste, you can save around 11.4%. We start with Egyptian cotton. It's the same for 160 by 3. Also the same for tenacity. You can find for Giza 87, 31.8 for tenacity. And after we blend, we're going for 28. Any over ask for the tenacity around 26, 27, this is the maximum what he needs. He can weaving smooth without any problem. And the other specification is the same. You can't find any fluctuation. You see? the way 160 by 3, the cost for 1 ton around $20,000 to $22,000 for 1 ton. So if you have a problem for here, if any fluctuation here, so you haven't any solution. You may be only solution you can present to resign. For NIPS, also it's the same. You can find by here, after we blend with Giza 87, with Giza 86, we reduce the NIPS. As you see, we can improve. Not only you think to reduce cost. Okay, we reduce cost is the main our purpose. But also we can improve the performance for the yarn. Now we reduce, NIPS is the same, but also is much better. 30 and 31 is okay. 140 by 2, you can find the density also. 29, after blend, 27. Most of the specification is the same. There's no any change. By the way, this order, this is not only samples. This mass production for around 10 months. We produce too much quantity for this. 140 by 2, the NIPS, maybe the NIPS here a little bit change from 52 to 43, because already Giza 86 is not NIPI material. But for Micronair, for Giza 87 is fine. 3.1, 3.2 is so fine. 150 by 2 is very famous count in Egypt. We can export to Europe too much quantity. So we're going to see the tenacity for 31, 29.7. And this, of course, this tenacity is very high. You can reduce, if you would like to reduce this, you can increase for Giza 86 and you can compromise the price. This will be good also. For NIPS, 42 to 36. This mean what I mean here. Now, you blend and you reduce the cost and you give the customer much better specification. If you're going for Giza 87, okay, 4.2. And 31 tenacity. But after you blend, you give him 36 NIPS and with 29.7 tenacity. It's okay for the tenacity. He asked for 26, 27. He can run without any problem. 100 by 2 gas Giza 86. We can see the tenacity here around 26.8. By the way, I don't mention about CD counts because you should reduce only accordingly. If you have any problem more than this, this means you have then some problem. So this should be in the standards for any user. Very important to him. If you can't give him count with CV4, so you don't show this will be a problem for women. And also the nation and CV for tennis. CV for tennis around 7.4 so you can you can't give him then or toilet, this will be a problem for him. Now you see for NIPS, if you're going to produce for Giza 86, 9. If I'm going to produce for Giza 87, 86, which will be more expensive, will be 13. What this mean? You have to think, well, when you're going to produce such as this count, you have to think for the material. You have to decide which I go. I go for blend. Blend will be expensive. So you don't need to go. You have to go and focus for Giza 86 only. Even if he give you strength a little bit more, I return again, okay? For around 30 to 27. Also, we're going to see the waste percent for Egyptian cotton. Egyptian cotton a little more trashes. So you can find 5% in blue room, 4% for card, and the noise we increase a little bit, 1% more than Giza 87, and the other for roving, spinning, winding is the same. Cotton factor for Egyptian cotton a little bit more than Pima. 1.38 if you're going for Giza 87. If you're going to blend, it will be increased a little bit, 2%. But by the way, 2% is too much. 2% means for Egyptian people, if you're going to, you have a factory produce around 10 ton per day, this means around 300,000 dollars per year for only 2%. Waste factor for Egyptian cotton, 1.24. The cost for raw material, if you start for pure, you will pay around 3.96. If you're going to blend, you will start with 3.68. This means the cost of the net cost to produce 1 kg yarn for pure, 4.92. going to reduce around 30 cents, 4.6. The saving for 7.2 for here, but you see 7.2 and the net cost 6.5. What does this mean? Because already Egyptian couldn't have too much trash and dust, so you can't get value from the waste like BIMA. What about our recommendations? First, you have to take the right decision. You understand the end use of the yarn, weaving, knitting, technical fabric. Then you start to check what we're going for blend. Select the proper fiber to blend the essential quality parameters such as color, fineness, strength, length, color, nips. By the way, for color here, we're going to blend BIMA with Akala, which already the color is different, but there is no any problem. We have a customer for Italy. We give him too much quantity. There is no any problem. Control spinning process. From my side, you have to cotton lay down. You have to work with your team well, and you set cotton lay down well. Machine seating, you have to adjust. Control the waste in the production process. Okay, going to conclusion. By presenting different varieties of cotton fiber blended, it was clear that blended cotton yarns enhance customer specification. However, it has 7 to 9% cost reduction in raw material, which of course this can, for any spinner, can create a profit. BIMA cotton is economic cotton to produce yarn. Egyptian cotton has the finest fiber and the highest strength. Thank you very much. Thank you.